smoke goes up through the...
Yeah, got a big chimney to smoke up through.
Yeah. Did you ever have to cut wood for your mother to have a fire?
Sure.
And what would you start the fire with?
Well, we usually always had the what we call dry kindling put up somewhere where it keep dry, you know, split up real fine. Even if we had it cut it, split it up out of green wood, we'd split it up real fine, put it in somewhere where it stayed dry, you know, to dry out and get real dry, where it'd been easy to start. We never did use coal oil or stuff like that to start fire with. That's something my mother was just scared to death of a fire, or using coal oil to start a fire with.
When you cut down a pine tree, would you ever get any rich wood there that you could...
We didn't have such a thing. There was no pine around there anywhere. Wasn't only about three pine trees anywhere that I ever knew of back those days in the county, so far as I knew. There was, of course, this old pine tree out here at the cemetery. I guess it was there at that time, but I didn't know there was such a thing as that cemetery. But this side of Lodge's Corner there, about 3 miles, there was a big old pine tree and a yard, an old home there. And one down there in an old field there close to this little town they call Hagler, then one back at an old farm home back in the woods there further west. That's the only pine tree that there was anywhere around as I knew of. It was all oak and hickory and elm and gum.
Now, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace,
well, they used to always have those brick, you know, out in front of the fireplace. They'd have brick floor out in front of the fireplace.
Yes.
But that house we built down there, we built in 20, they had some kind of tile floor out in front of it.
Yes. Did you lay anything, the wood across things in the fireplace?
Yeah, I had what we call the andirons in there to put the wood up on.
Yes. What sort of things did you have in the house to sit in?
Oh, just very common old chairs,